And now classical music goes MTV. Morning Edition Steve Inskeep has this on a new television channel that's using MTV techniques to bring classical music to its viewers.
So far, this channel is available only on satellite television and only in Europe, but its makers are dreaming of a jump to the United States. Their programming starts with centuries-old compositions that adds a lot of sex, skin, wind-blown hair, and trendy black clothes. Consider this video from a young musician named Maxim Maravitsa. He's got a hipster mop of jet black hair. He's wearing black leather. Tassels on the forearms of his jacket fly like whips as he plays the piano. Cut away to a shot of a European castle. Then cut again to black-clad dancers whirling across the floorboards. This video is playing on Classic FM TV. The satellite channel is about a year and a half old. It's an effort to blow the dust off a venerable form of music. The channel's head, Julian Rigamonti, says 9 million people tuned in at least once in Britain alone in its first year.
We're not trying to suggest that this is the classical music in its purest and best form, but what it is doing is connecting with audiences, and from orchestras to artists and composers across the globe, classical music has a very serious challenge on its hands to try and connect with new people.
That's interesting, because when you talk about making classical music as accessible as possible, you're talking about a form of music that people will periodically say is dead or nearly dead.
Absolutely, and the irony of it is that they will go and see The Lord of the Rings or soundtracks to films such as Gladiator, and they will realize that a full symphonic score is what gives them the hairs on the back of their neck. But they will often not even consider the fact that that is a classical orchestra.
Just so we can understand better what it is that you're doing, I want to bring up some of the music from one of the videos that you've been playing on Classic FM TV. This is a composition that is performed in part by the pianist Mylene Klass. As the piano begins to play, you see a woman. She's in a backless dress. She's sitting at the piano, and you see her from the back, hair blowing around. Cut to other shots. She's got a bare midriff, kind of a Britney Spears look. Got a handsome guy playing violin in another room.
One of the key factors for classical MTV is we consider it to be more like a microwave meal than a four-course meal with a bottle of wine. So we're introducing classical music to new audiences, and if you want to compete for the attention span of younger audiences particularly, it's important to approach them on their own level. The pop music video phenomena has been around now for 25 years, and there's a whole generation who understand it intrinsically.
As far as you can tell from your audience research, how are people using this classic FM TV when they have access to it in Europe?
There are really two major audiences. The younger audience that I was talking about, who we're very keen as an organisation to at least connect with, they will tend to watch it certainly on Saturday and Sunday mornings, and also late night. It's kind of post-pub in the UK. It's because it's quite a relaxing musical environment to listen to.
So one audience is 23, 24-year-olds on Saturday and Sunday morning, recovering from a hangover, watching a little classical music. The other audience is...
The other audience is those who have a light interest and possibly have been introduced to classical music but want to know more about it.
Mr. Rigamonti, I want to play the music from another one of these videos that is airing on Classic FM TV, the satellite channel. This is a composition by Mozart, and it is performed here by the singer Dagmar Pekova. It begins with the singer in full operatic costume, and then she lifts up her skirts and is revealed to be wearing combat boots.
Yes, this is an interesting video. Again, it's trying to make music that often is 200 or 300 years old, relevant and contemporary to audiences today.
By the end of this video, Dagmar Pekova is naked in the bathtub and singing.
There is a certain element of shock in all opera, and I think all they've done is take a contemporary approach to that shock value.
Julian Rigamonti is the head of Classic FM TV in the United Kingdom. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
At this time, Julian Rigamonti's channel is not available in the United States, although he says he's hoping.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. With Steve Inskeep, I'm Renee Montaigne.